This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On strike, thousands of Boeing workers who walked off the job this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
Boeing machinists rejected a tentative contract agreement and on Thursday voted to strike. John Holden heads the union local of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers.
This is about respect. This is about addressing the past. And this is about fighting for our future.
Audio is courtesy of KOMO in Seattle. Boeing responded to the strike announcement saying it's ready to get back to the table to reach a new agreement. As long as the strike lasts, it will deprive Boeing of much-needed cash that it gets from delivering new planes to airlines. I'm Donna Warder.
Will the U.S. allow Ukraine to use some American-provided weapons to strike deeper into Russia? The AP's Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting in Washington as Ukraine is pushing efforts to loosen restrictions on using weapons provided by the U.S. and Britain to strike deeper inside Russia. The talks come amid signs that the White House could be moving towards a shift in its policy.
Vice President Harris campaigns in Pennsylvania today, Donald Trump in California and Nevada. About half of Americans say they are following political news extremely or very closely, but most say they need to limit how much information they take in about the government and politics to avoid feeling overloaded or fatigued. That's according to a new AP poll. Trouble at a pro-Israel rally last night in Newton, Massachusetts, a Boston suburb. Somebody was shot after confronting a group of demonstrators, say authorities. That person has life-threatening injuries, they say. One person's under arrest. The Dow gained 235 points yesterday. This is AP News. The latest now on the resignation of New York City's police commissioner as a federal investigation continues.
After his phone was seized during a federal investigation into top New York City officials, the police commissioners resigned and a replacement is named. New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban announced his resignation a week after his phone was seized as part of a federal probe into high-ranking city officials. Federal officials are not naming the subject of their investigation nor any allegation. Police Commissioner Caban says that he stepped aside because news of the investigation has created a distraction for the department. His twin brother, who runs a nightclub security business, is also reportedly under investigation. The mayor's named a former FBI official to serve as interim police commissioner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.